In one sense, as we have read, as we believe, as faithful Roman Catholics, this is a very joyful day. But when we are going through these events and these emotions, it doesn't seem like it's a joyful day. But nevertheless, we have to use our faith. Our faith, which is something that must be utilized by us every single moment of every single day. And so, we see that our beloved parishioner, our brother and friend, your son and father and brother, and relative and friend also, lies here in the casket, and he doesn't look like himself anymore. He's already begun the transition from this life to the next. And so it shall be for each and every one of us. So this for us is a source of great sadness. It is all right, it is not contrary to our faith, for us, for you, to weep. Tears are cathartic, they're cleansing of the soul, and they are good prayers, not only for yourselves, but for the souls of the faithful departed. And so for several years, I have seen Mark suffer and go down, and one thing after the other after the other, and whenever there was a little hope, then all of a sudden, something came crashing down, and it got not better, but worse, until just the other day. And so, these are the ways of life and death which all of us must go through. And so definitely, it is a sad thing. It is a sad day. And we see St. Mary and St. Martha, the sisters of St. Lazarus. He died, and our Lord deliberately stayed away so he could perform a miracle that would give faith to many, that would bring many Jews to believe in him. And so, too, we need to go through this as St. Mary and St. Martha did. And, of course, they're very close to Jesus, so they have no qualms about sort of arguing with him. Lord, if you had been here, this would have never happened. How could you let this happen? That's the way it happened. That's the way she was talking. We can't see it when we just read it in black and white. The Word of God is not just a written word, but it is a living word. If you had been here. And Jesus, as usual, he's very nonchalant. He doesn't get upset or emotional or anything. He already cried, and they show this in the Gospels, because it is a good and holy thing to weep for the dead, because we miss those who are close to us in this life, and he will never be the same way again. That's just the way it is. It will never be the same way again. And so, at this point, however, this has passed. And so he's very nonchalant. He doesn't argue with her. All he says is, your brother will rise. And then here we have elicited from her by Jesus and reported to us by the beloved disciple, St. John, that Martha says, I know he will rise at the resurrection of the dead on the last day. And of course, we know this too, that we sometimes don't act as if we know it. Sometimes we act as if we did not believe it. Sometimes we act as if we did not care. And Jesus, again, very nonchalantly, makes a declaration of himself, of who he is for us. I am the resurrection and the life. This resurrection of which you speak, I am he. And of course, he will prove it in just a few days, because this was right before the passion and death of our Lord on the cross, and before his glorious resurrection which we repeat at every Mass, that we repeat on Sundays, and we most definitely repeat on Easter Vigil and Easter Sunday. I am the resurrection and the life. But there is a condition for you to be part of this. There is a condition for you to be part of me. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, like Mark has, will live. So he is dead for a time only, not forever. Do you believe this? Anyone who lives and believes will never die. Now, of course, we will die, but our death will be momentaneous. And when one is dead, except being in purgatory, which will take as long as it may take, it's like a flash of light. One minute we are living, the next minute we are dead, and the next minute we are risen from the dead. Not like he is now, who barely looks like himself. We will look like we are at the age of 20 or 30, full of life and vigor and strength, and more, with all the wonderful gifts that Adam and Eve lost by their original sin, which touches every single man, woman, and child. And so, do you believe? Yes, Lord, I do. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Messiah, the one who is to come into the world, the Son of God. But he has come already for her, for us. But it was the prophecy, he who is to come into the world. Now we believe, I hope, Mark believed, and so now he is beginning the process, probably sometime in purgatory. That is why we pray for the dead. Otherwise, we forget about it. Bury them like we bury a seed in the ground or one of our pets. They have no soul. Mark has a soul. The soul is in purgatory or maybe already in heaven. I realize that in this day and age, most priests canonize those people who are dead. Oh, he's in a better place. That's a bunch of hogwash. Purgatory, 1 minute of purgatory does not amount to the sufferings that we have gone to 10, 20, 50, 80 years in our life on earth. It is not fun. It is painful physically as well as spiritually. But there is one light that they can see, that the time is coming for this to end, and that they will be with Christ in glory, and that their body, the body that to which we shall give Christian burial today, will rise from the dead. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. And St. John ends here because there's nothing else to be said. But we don't end here. You and I are going to be where he is today, whether we like it or not. And we need to prepare for that. We need to pray and obey the commandments of God, obey the precepts of the church, follow the route of the 7 channels of grace, which are the sacraments, beginning with baptism and ending with the last anointing right before death. And so, we too shall go through this. But it is still not the end. At the end of time, we shall rise again. If we have lived according to his commandments, to eternal life. If we have not, then to eternal fire of hell, from which not even God can take us out. Now, of course, there's a lot about Mark that I know, and a lot that I don't know. But I have known him for a long time. When I first came here to this parish, not long after that, I married him and his late wife, Carol. I baptized Carol, and she became a Catholic. A very wonderful and very happy day for all of us. I baptized his two little girls, Nicole and Brianna, who are now here, big girls, but still girls. What a wonderful thing. And so I have a part of your family and of your family life, whether you like it or not. Whether I like it or not, I love it. And there are many others, of course. And so hopefully, that which I have done for you, which I have done in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, will come to fruition. What a wonderful thing. I remember as Carol was preparing for baptism that I would meet with them, and I even went to their house a couple of times, and that we had some very good exchanges in the learning of the Holy Catholic faith, a thought outside of which there is no salvation. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the resurrection and the life, that you are the one that is to come, our Savior, our Messiah, our Redeemer. And so today, though we bid a temporary sad adieu to Mark Stephen, who was also named after this parish, our wonderful patron saint, St. Stephen, whose image is in the back of the church. So too, we pray for his soul. We continue to pray for the soul of Carol and for the soul of his father, Emery Anthony, who died not too long ago, it seems. And we pray for ourselves, so that at the end of our lives on earth, we may join them in the glory of heaven, in the glory of the resurrection. Again, I wish my deepest sympathies and that of our parish to Rose and all her family, and know that we are here and that we shall be here until God says otherwise, and that if you need me, if you need us, we will be here. May God have mercy on us all, and may God fill you with a glimpse of his glory and of his life and of his resurrection. Eternal rest went unto him, O Lord. May he rest in peace. May his soul and the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.